Senator Bernie Sanders is with us. It's Friday. It's time for Brunch with Bernie. And Bernie, I understand you're hunkered down in Vermont as the snow is approaching.
It's beautiful. It's troubling, though. We have a senior meeting to talk about protecting Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid tomorrow. I think our attendance is going to be cut a little bit, but we'll have the meeting anyhow. But it's beautiful, and that's the way it is.
Yeah, and I should say to our watchers on Free Speech TV, our people who are watching on TV, that we don't have a live video feed of you today because you're coming in from home because, you know, Right. Basically the Northeast is shut down. There's a lot on the table, deficit reduction. You proposed a new legislation, you and Jan Schakowsky, where it's in our news story, the global warming influence on this storm, the chain CPI, there's just all kinds of, the post office.
There's all kinds of stuff that's going on. So let's start off with, I know, an issue that concerns a whole lot of people, and that is this deficit reduction debate.
Yeah.
Here is the first and most important point that everybody has got to understand, and that is despite the ramblings of our Republican friends who talk about the only way that we can do deficit reduction is by cutting Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, education, environmental protection, and everything that working families need, and that's what the Paul Ryan budget and other budgets are about. Here is the important point. Today, revenue as a percentage of GDP is about 15.8%. That is almost the lowest revenue that we've had as a percentage of GDP in 60 years.
Wow.
Under Bill Clinton, when Clinton left office, we were running a significant surplus, over $200 billion. At that point, revenue as a percentage of GDP was over 20%.
Revenue being income to the government, mostly from taxes.
Right, that's right. Revenue coming into the government as a percentage of all economic activity in the country, gross domestic product. So the main point to be made is when you hear Republicans saying, we got to cut, no more revenue, no more taxes on the wealthy or large corporations, they are simply trying to misinform the American people. Revenue is exactly the major problem that we have right now. So then the next question is, okay, how do you get that revenue? And we have just introduced, I in the Senate, Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky, in the House, legislation which addresses a huge, huge issue. Tom, you have heard me on the show speaking for many, many years now about the absurdity of large corporations stashing their money in the Cayman Islands or Bermuda or other tax havens. So these companies make huge profits. In fact, right now, corporate America is enjoying record-breaking profits. And then what they do is they start up these phony subsidiaries in the Cayman Islands, and they stash their money there, and they pay zero in taxes. The result of all of that is today, at 1.2%, corporate revenue as a percentage of GDP is lower in the United States than any other major country in the OECD. That's the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. That's all the major countries in the world. And what ends up happening is that today, corporations are paying just 12% of their profits in taxes. That's the lowest since 1972. So I think any sensible person, any fair-minded person would say, we have got to end these absurd tax breaks. Give you an example. There is a building in the Cayman Islands, five-story building that, quote-unquote, houses 18,000 corporations. Got that? One building, 18,000 corporations. Everybody understands what's going on. These are just post office boxes for large corporations in order for them to declare residency in the Cayman Islands where the tax rate is zero. We've got to put an end to that, and that's what this legislation does. If our legislation were signed by the president, it would bring in something like $590 billion over a 10-year period. That's a lot of money. The other thing that it does is it tells corporations who shut down in America and start manufacturing in low-wage countries abroad that they're still going to have to pay taxes to the United States of America. You know, I was reminded by a staffer this morning, Tom, that in 2008, all of these big banks and corporations, Bank of America and all these other guys, they went begging to the American people to get their welfare checks, their handouts, after their greed and illegal behavior and recklessness almost brought the financial system to its knees. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
They were American companies, proud to be American, and just needed a little bit of help from the taxpayers of America. Right. 2 years later, in 2010, our friends at Bank of America established several hundred subsidiaries in the Cayman Islands in order to avoid paying taxes to the United States of America. So one day, they're great American companies needing a handout from taxpayers. The next day, they're foreign companies not wanting to pay taxes in this country, not wanting to help us deal with deficit reduction.
It's incredible.
And just a couple of weeks ago, I think I mentioned this the last time I was on the show, the Business Roundtable, which is a group of CEOs of the largest corporations in America, they propose that we raise the Medicare eligibility age to 70 years of age. They propose we raise the Social Security retirement age to 70. So these guys who are busy putting their money, their profits into the Cayman Islands in order to avoid paying taxes in America, lowering the amount of revenue our country needs, then they get up and say, oh, we don't have enough revenue. Let's cut Social Security. Let's cut Medicare. Let's cut Medicaid. Let's cut veterans programs.
Yeah.
I think that is grotesque. I mean, it's really a moral outrage, and it's something we have to address. And Congresswoman Schakowsky and I think, have taken a good step forward on that issue.
I wish you the very best with it.
The other area that I want to alert people about, again, dealing with deficit reduction, is everybody should remember the goal of all of the talk in Washington is $4 trillion in deficit reducing the debt over a 10-year period. The good news is that the deficit, which had previously been a little bit over a trillion, is now down to $800 billion. That's good news. So we're making some progress on deficit reduction. What people should be aware of, however, is that most of that deficit reduction, significant part of it, had to do with cuts in programs that working families and lower-income people desperately need. So the challenge right now as we continue on the path of deficit reduction is to bring in a substantial amount of revenue. Eliminating these outrageous loopholes for tax havens is one way to do it.
It's our Brunch with Bernie hour. Senator Bernie Sanders on the line. He'll be taking your calls next here on the Tom Hartman program, 15 minutes past the hour. Be sure to check out Bernie's website, sanders.senate.gov. He's got a great newsletter there. It's a great news and information aggregation site. You can sign his petition for a constitutional amendment, Citizens United. There's a whole bunch of stuff there.